WGCR and WGCR.net at 3232 Hendersonville Highway, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come unto me.
Familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time Broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege our Lord allows us once again, together by the radio, to open God's eternal word and to study the word of God together. We're continuing our study from the book of John, chapter number 6. We're looking at the story of the little lad who had a little lunch, met a great big Lord, had a whole lot of leftovers. As we looked at this story on yesterday from John's gospel, I pointed out to you these thoughts. First of all, we looked at the fact that there was an insurmountable situation. I pointed out to you there are 5,000 men beside women and children. And then also I pointed out to you that they have an insufficient lunch. They only have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then number 3, I pointed out to you that they have an insignificant lad. Nobody even knows the boy's name. His name is not mentioned here in our text. Nobody knows who he was. But then number four, I've pointed out to you that they have an infinite power who is not governed by time or space or power or ability. And so when you get those together, the job gets done and the multitude is fed. On the broadcast today, I want to go back to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 14, and read this story there. To me, it gives better detail, and we want to study it as it's recorded in Matthew's Gospel on the broadcast today. In Matthew chapter number 14, and in verse number 15, the Bible said, "And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, 'This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals.' But Jesus said unto them, 'They need not depart. Give ye them to eat.' And they said unto him, 'We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children." That's reading the account from the Gospel according to Matthew of the same story that we're looking at in John chapter number 6. As we look at it in Matthew, I want to deal with these 6 thoughts. First of all, we're going to look at the problem. Second, we'll look at the proclamation. Thirdly, we'll look at the picture. Number 4, we'll look at the plan. Number 5, we will look at the proof. And number 6, we'll look at the principle. And you remember, this is the story of the little lad with a little lunch who brings that lunch to a great big Lord. And he feeds a multitude and has a lot of leftovers. When I'm preaching this from the pulpit, I use the title, God's Plan for Feeding the Hungry Multitude, or other times, I just simply preach on the story, God Wants Your Lunch. And each of us have a lunch, and our lunch is our life. And it would be amazing what would take place if we could get our lives out of our hands into the hands of the Lord. First of all, we look at the problem, and there are 3 things I want to mention, and then draw a spiritual application from them. When I look at the problem, first of all, I realize the period is late. It's evening time. And if they're going to do anything, they got to get it done. Darkness is coming quickly. But not only do we realize the period is late, but second, we realize the people are hungry. They've been with the Lord all this time with nothing to eat. And thirdly, we realize that the place is desert. It's barren. There's nothing there for them to eat, nor is there anything there for them to purchase food to eat from. So you got a problem. The period's late, the people are hungry, and the place is barren. Could I just invite you to think about that in a spiritual sense today? Friend, I'd say to you, the period is late. The day of the dispensation of the church is swiftly coming to a close. Even before I finish the broadcast today, the Lord himself could descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ would rise first, and we which are alive and remain would be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And that would bring an end to this dispensation of the church. I remember from my youth, they used to sing a song, the bass took the lead in the chorus. They said, "Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go." I'm saying to you, my friend, that the day of the church age is swiftly coming to an end. And if we're going to do anything, we must get busy and get it done now. But not only would I say to you that the period is late, but I would say to you that the people are hungry. We live in a generation that is terribly hungry spiritually. Now, I know when I say that, some of you might think, well, preacher, you must live somewhere where I've not been and I've not heard of. Because where I'm at, everybody is hooked on sin instead of being hungry for spiritual things. Listen to me, dear friend. Do you know hunger will drive a person to do a lot of unusual things? Hunger will cause a person to eat out of a garbage can. Hunger will cause some people to steal, even some to kill, just to get a bite of something to eat. And friend, may I say to you, the thing that's wrong in this generation, we're seeing more sin committed than we ever have in the history of our nation. But you know what's happening? You see, the things that the world is doing to satisfy only last for a brief moment. There is no lasting good that comes out of them. Most of the generation that you and I live in today, they're going to get their highs. May I say they're going to get their kicks out of drinking, out of drugs, out of partying, and out of immorality. Let me say this very plainly. If you're going to get your kicks for life out of drinking, you're going to have to drink over and over and over again, because it only satisfies but for a moment. If you're going to get your kicks out of drugs, then you got to shoot needles in your arm or snort cocaine or smoke dope over and over and over again. The same hunger you experience today that cries out for more drugs will be there again tomorrow, crying out. It has no lasting satisfaction. And my friend, if you're going to get your kicks on illicit sex and immorality, you're going to have to commit fornication and adultery over and over and over again, because it only satisfies but for a moment. The reason there is so much sin visible and open in our generation today is because it does not have lasting satisfaction. I remember when I was a young man and sang in a quartet, we used to sing a song that said, I searched for him and knew not what I searched for. I longed for him and knew not what I longed for. But when I met Jesus, I knew that I would search no more. He filled that longing down in my soul. Oh, dear one, listen to me today. I want to say it again. Drinking, drugs, sex, the party life, they may bring you a few moments of satisfaction, but they don't last. But I want to tell you, thank God, there is something, and may I say there is someone, that can give you a satisfaction that lasts a lifetime here on earth and then eternity in heaven with the Lord, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So there was a problem there. There's a problem now. The people are hungry. The period is late, and the place is desolate. Where are we going to find something that satisfies? You will not find it in the world and in worldly pleasure, but you can find it only in the Lord Jesus Christ. The peace, the joy that he brings into the life of a sinner when he saves them by the grace of God is beyond explanation. Oh, let me pursue it a step further and say to you, dear one, today, who am I speaking to that's bound by the chains of sin? You've tried to quit your sinful habits and lifestyle. You've tried to change and do better. You've told your spouse you was going to quit this, you weren't going to live this life anymore, only to find that you could not break the chains. It had you imprisoned. It has you enslaved. Oh, would you let this preacher tell you today that there's the power of the gospel which sets men free from the bondage and the chain of sin. By the grace of God, you can rise above the gutter of sin that you're wallowing in. You can get up and get out of that and get in church and get in the Christian life, and you can enjoy your home, your family, and the life that God wants you to live. So we see there's a problem. The period is late, the people are hungry, and the place is desert. Now, notice the second thing. Not only there's a problem, but there's the proclamation. The disciples said, send the multitude away. Send them to town and let them buy for themselves victuals. Oh, may I say to you, my friend, we as Christians would not dare say that with our lips, but with our actions, we often portray that to the lost and dying world. And I'm not saying we lower our standards and we compromise, but I am saying that we have mercy and pity on the lost, that they might have an opportunity to hear the gospel and be saved by the grace of God. Notice what the disciples said, send the multitude away. Then number two, they said, send them to town. And number three, they said, let them buy for themselves something to eat. Oh, what a statement, what a statement. But about the time they said that, there's not only the proclamation of the disciples, but there's the proclamation of the divine. The Lord Jesus Christ speaks in verse number 16. The Bible said, but Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. Give them to eat. Feed them. Don't send them away. Don't send them to town. What good spiritually ever came out of somebody going to town after dark? None. I'm saying to you, the disciples said, we don't want to have to be worried with them. We don't have to be bothered with them. Send them away. But Jesus said, they need not depart. Give them to eat. Don't send them away. Feed them. Oh, may I challenge my own heart and the heart of every child of God. Take time with a sinner to feed them the gospel, the bread of life that comes down from God out of heaven. And dear sinner, I want to say to you, the world only satisfies and gives pleasure but for a moment. But God in his mercy and grace will save you and give you peace and joy and life and satisfaction in living day after day. Will you turn from your sin to the Savior right now? Bow there by the radio. Call upon the Lord. He'll save you by his grace. Father, save every sinner listening to my voice today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. I do appreciate you listening. And I do want to say thank you to those that have helped us to stay on the air. And I remind you that we depend upon you, the listener, to pray for us and then share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Could I encourage you today, pray about joining with us as partners and pray daily for the Harvest Time broadcast and then write to us once a month and share with us in the financial burden of the radio work. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not wait. It's growing late. Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
One day Isaac came with a burden, the son of promise had a heavy heart. You see, the wife God gave him was barren. He prayed, Lord, is this your plan after all? Even when we're in God's will, we still must pray. Even while we hold his hand, we have to wait. In time, he will show the perfect way. Even when we're in God's will, we still have to crave. Isaac turned to his love, Rebecca, and said, I've prayed and God will be true. Very soon came Esau and Jacob, the seed of hope that reaches me.